text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Now, with the looming threat of a no-deal Brexit and the economy on a knife edge, Budget 2020 must strike the balance between overheating the economy and preventing a downturn. Pascal Donoghue is understood to have a Budget Day package of €2.8 billion. But in the weeks ahead, the Finance Minister will have to frame his measures using an extraordinarily complex set of data and an uncertain outlook. The party with the biggest influence over his decisions, Fianna Fáil, is warning the government that not only will it need to prepare the economy for the shock of a no-deal Brexit, it may also have to begin preparing for a recession. Well, Michael McGrath, Fianna Fáil's finance spokesperson, joins me now from our Cork studio. Good morning, Michael McGrath.
Good morning, Miriam.
Thanks so much for joining. Let's start. Do you believe the economy could go into recession if there is a hard Brexit?
Well, I think it is certainly a possibility. We have to be honest with people on that question. Nobody hopes that that will happen. But if you look at the official forecast that we have from a range of bodies, the OECD has said, for example, that a disorderly Brexit could plunge the Irish economy into a recession. The central bank forecast for next year for the Irish economy, if there is an orderly Brexit based on a deal, they're forecasting growth of over 4%, so very healthy growth. But they're saying no-deal scenario of a disorderly Brexit, that growth would be 0.7%. And they're also saying that the number of people at work by the end of next year would be 34,000 fewer than it would otherwise be if there were not to be a disorderly Brexit. The Department of Finance's own projections show that if there were to be a crash-out Brexit, we would most likely go into budget deficit next year, and that the adverse impact on the budget deficit would be of the order of €6.5 billion. So what we know for sure is that a crash-out Brexit will result in a very negative shock to the Irish economy. The full extent of that really is subjective, and the central bank have been at pains to point that out in their quarterly review recently. Nobody really can predict with any degree of certainty what the impact will be, but certainly nobody can rule out the scenario that you've outlined.
Now, the summer economic statement, it set out a package thought to be in the region of €2.8 billion. Does Fianna Fáil agree that the government has that much to spend in Budget 2020?
Well, 2.8 billion is the gross figure as such, and much of that is already accounted for. In fact, about 2.1 billion of the 2.8 is pre-committed as such by way of known demographic pressures that will result in additional expenditure in certain areas, committed public capital spending as well, and of course committed public service pay improvements by way of the continued reversal of FEMPI and the implementation of the current pay deal. So you're left with just about €700 million to actually play with in reality, and in the context of the overall budget, you know, that's a very small amount of money. And as you indicated in your introductory remarks there, overshadowing all of this is the possibility, and it is only that, and none of us want to see it happen, but the possibility of a hard Brexit, which would result in, you know, a very serious disruption to the Irish economy. And it means that come the 8th of October, which is now just 8 weeks away, and that's budget day, that if the assessment at that time is that a no-deal Brexit looks likely, then it will need to be quite a different budget that is presented. We're not in normal times, and I think that is the core message.
So will you and Fianna Fáil be balancing your demands, your policy demands?
Yes, we will. I mean, we have been very responsible to date. It is because of Fianna Fáil that we have stability in our politics, in our country at this time. You contrast that with what has been going on in the UK over the last year or so. So Micheál Martin, I think, has shown extraordinary leadership in ensuring that this country has political stability. And that's why he has committed Fianna Fáil to facilitating another budget in October, provided we can reach agreement with a view to an election in the spring of 2020.
Let's get into specifics. Sure. Mike McGrath, is there room for tax cuts in Budget 2020, do you think?
Well, I think a lot depends on what the assessment is come the first week of October in relation to Brexit. I mean, if we are staring down the barrel at that point of a crash-out Brexit, which the Department of Finance itself predicts could result in a negative swing of over €6 billion in our budget deficit, then it certainly would not be prudent in that context and against that backdrop to introduce income tax cuts that you may well find yourself having to reverse in a short period of time. And I think the message that we really need to convey is that we are not in normal times. The threat that we are facing is very significant. I think the core priority for the government, and certainly for Fianna Fáil as the largest party in opposition, is to do everything that we can to protect jobs, protect people's livelihoods, and ensure that the impact of a Brexit is very carefully managed. So we as a party will enter negotiations in good faith in the coming weeks, and they haven't started yet, but our core priority will be to protect the Irish economy and to ensure that there is a threshold of decency when it comes to public services.
Sticking with specifics and tax cuts for the moment, Mike McGrath, I noticed Fiona Raddon is writing the Irish Times today that shifting the earnings level, for instance, at which people start paying the higher rate of tax up by €1,500 to €36,800 would cost €320 million, while maybe inching it up by €1,000 would cost €260 million. So are you saying that neither of those options would be affordable in the event of we're looking down the barrel of a no-deal Brexit?
So, as I said a moment ago, the starting point really is a net figure of €700 million available. Now, that may well change. And in the last couple of budgets, that figure did change quite late in the day because of the continuing buoyancy in corporation tax receipts. So I'm not ruling out the possibility that that figure could improve significantly. But I think the decision that you make in terms of the composition of tax changes and expenditure changes really does depend on what the economic outlook is come early October, and in particular what is the outlook in relation to Brexit. But if the assessment at that time is that we are looking down the barrel of a no-deal Brexit, then there's little point in giving money to people on one hand and then having to take it back on the other hand quite quickly.
No tax cuts, that would be the Fianna Fáil position.
Well, I think what I've outlined to you there is context.
And that, but in that context, it would be no.
And we are 8 weeks out from the budget, and certainly in these times, 8 weeks is an awful long time in politics. And I would point out that as a result of the agreement we entered into back in 2016, we secured modest but important reductions in the universal social charge. The three key rates of the USC have been reduced over the last three budgets, and indeed the bands have been widened as well. And there has been an increase in the last number of budgets in the entry point at a higher rate of tax. So there have been improvements in the income tax side. It remains to be seen whether the scope is there to do any more. But if we are to be honest with people, and I think people want us to be honest, if we're looking down the barrel of a no-deal Brexit, tax cuts are not the priority.
Okay, and as we know, normally we see a 2-to-1 split between tax cuts and spending increases. So would a no-deal scenario, Mike McGrath, leave any room for spending increases?
Well, there will certainly be spending increases. There's no question about that. But what we really need to see, if that is the assessment in early October, that we are looking at the strong possibility of a no-deal Brexit, and, you know, again, I repeat, none of us want to see that. But if that is the assessment, then, you know, a significant amount of resources will have to be identified to provide supports for the sectors of the economy that are going to be the worst affected by a no-deal Brexit. And, you know, all of your listeners will know what those are. It is in particular the agri-food area, indigenous manufacturing, exporters for whom the UK remains the key market. And so I think the minister is going to have to, over the next 8 weeks, prepare a detailed plan to be presented on Budget Day that outlines in detail what those supports are going to be. Because at this point in time, you know, we still have thousands of Irish firms who trade with the UK. In some cases, it's minimal trade, but they do trade. They need to have, at a minimum, a customs registration number. Many of them still do not have that, and they will want to know what supports are going to be there for them to navigate what could potentially be very choppy waters. So that will be the core issue in terms of Budget 2020 if the assessment is in October that we are looking at a no-deal Brexit.
But of course you and I know that, you know, if an economy is overheating, economists, they tend to recommend taking money out of the economy, usually in the form of tax rises or spending cuts. But others say the opposite is true in the case of like a severe shock, maybe like a no-deal Brexit, when spending increases and tax cuts are needed. At this point in time, which path do you advocate?
Well, I mean, that very much depends on the Brexit assessment, because you have those conflicting advices. If the Brexit question didn't exist, then there are undoubtedly overheating pressures in the Irish economy. We can see it in the labour market and in other areas. But Brexit does exist, and a no-deal Brexit is a distinct possibility. And in that scenario, you need to do the opposite. You need to step in and support the sectors that are going to be worst affected. So the truth is that this is a very volatile situation. We simply can't make that final assessment at this point in time. But what we as a party in Fianna Fáil will be looking for, come what may in October, is that core public services are protected and indeed improved. Because let's be honest about it, when it comes to different strands of our health service in relation to waiting lists, home care packages, early assessment of young children with potential disability and the provision of intervention services, we need greater supports there. But there are also things, Miriam, that do not cost money. For example, the whole area of insurance reform, which has been a key priority for Fianna Fáil in the Dáil over the last number of years. And also delivery of areas where the money has already been provided. In the last budget last year, we secured a multi-annual €300 million commitment to deliver an affordable housing scheme. We haven't seen one of those houses built yet. So it is about delivery as much as it is about providing new money.
On the broader picture, do you find it a worry, I suppose, that it took a week for Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and British PM Boris Johnson to speak by phone? And although there's word of a meeting, there's nothing definite and it hasn't happened yet.
I think that it is a measure of the tensions that are undoubtedly there. It is a very fraught time, and I don't think anyone can suggest that British-Irish relations are unaffected in any way by Brexit. They have been affected. It is a core relationship we must protect and rebuild. The UK will be important partners for Ireland long into the future, so that relationship must be protected. But the fact that it took 6 days for a phone call to occur is a concern. There is now talk of a meeting, but no date penciled in that we're aware of. And I think there may well be a sense in both governments that meeting, if it's not going to result in any breakthrough, and of course negotiations have to be between the EU and the UK and not between Ireland and the UK, but a meeting that results in failure could actually be more damaging. So I would imagine that there are contacts behind the scenes and obviously with the EU central to that.
Why do you think we are delaying our general election? Is it a good idea when Boris Johnson, he could still decide to hold one in the UK before October the 31st?
He could, and certainly I think there are strong indications that he is thinking along those lines. But I think the question we need to ask ourselves if that happens is, do we want no one at the helm? Do we want an interim government in place? And do we want our whole political system focused on an election and on getting re-elected at a time when there is a very negative shock to the Irish economy, and when people's jobs and livelihoods and the repayment of their bills and their mortgages are at stake? And I don't think we do. I think that if there is a crash of Brexit, and even if there is a general election in the UK, I think most Irish people would want to see their elected representatives focus on the immediate challenges for a period of time, because nobody quite knows how all of this is going to play out in the early days and weeks of November and December if the UK do actually leave without a deal at the end of October. So certainly my own personal view would be that even if there is a general election in the UK in October, we should not follow suit. We need to steady the ship and deal with the immediate challenges, which could be of a crisis proportion here in the event of an no-deal.
So the confidence and,
election and
supply deal is, sorry, the confidence and supply deal is secure. So what you're saying is you will guarantee, as far as you're concerned, continuing support for the minority government, even if a general election takes place in the UK?
Well, I mean, to be fair, the political leader who has provided that leadership is Micheál Martin, and he made that very clear in his speech to the Dáil last December, actually. And so since then, we have been consistent, despite dozens of calls for general elections here by Sinn Féin and others in the opposition. We have provided that stability. We will continue to. I'm not saying that negotiating another budget is going to be easy. I'm not sure any of us envisaged back in 2016 that we would still be here at this time negotiating further budget, but circumstances have changed and it is our intention to negotiate that fourth budget to see Ireland through the early days of Brexit, whatever that looks like, and to have the election in early 2020.
Finally, do you really think we're going to have four by-elections? I mean, the writ has to be moved, I think, by January the 2nd, so we could have a situation where you have four by-elections a month or two before a general election.
Well, as of now, I think that the intention should be to hold them. They may well be held before Christmas, but certainly for us as a party, we are preparing for those by-elections. We believe that they should be held and that the general election should not be held until early or spring 2020.
OK, well, listen, Michael McGrath, thank you very much for joining us this morning from our Cork studio. After the break, we'll be speaking to the mother of 19-year-old Liam McGlinchey.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.